That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I hope everybody's doing very well tonight. Can you believe that we are exiting the month of June so fast, so quickly? I hope everybody enjoyed the first days of summer and the solstice last weekend. It was very powerful. We had an eclipse before the solstice, and what it signaled were absolutely final endings and goodbyes and transitions, as well as opportunities coming in for very new beginnings. And I've had really quite a quest in the past 2 years, which I'm going to share with you in a moment. But I want you to know that the month of July, which begins on Thursday, has an exciting constellation. Mars in Leo reaches an opposition of Saturn on July 1st. Causing also comes along with that an exact square to Uranus on the 4th. Now that's two T-squares. That's always when there's trouble looking for a place to happen. So we're going to have to be cautious the first week in July. In addition, the Sun squares Chiron in Aries on the 4th of July, and Mercury in Gemini forms a square with Neptune in Pisces on July 6th. Those who assess their own strength can realistically use this energy in the right place and really succeed in asserting themselves now in starting new beginnings and going beyond your fears and your limitations. Never think I can't do that. When an idea comes to you, seek it out and see what you can do to create it and bring it into reality. It wouldn't be in your mind if it couldn't be done. Those who assess their own strength and asserting themselves don't want to overestimate themselves, because if they do that, they'll have painful consequence. It becomes visible who has the upper hand at this moment? And some could have a tough time with it, with the existing power structures. So we're going to be forced to look at some things in more realistic terms. I can think of one that we really have to look at, and that's the border issue that we're having. And we're going to have to look at our life structures. We may have our own border issues. We may have our own problems trying to force somebody to do what they really don't want to do. And that always backfires. So during the first week of July, Venus, too, reaches the position of a T-square with Saturn and Uranus. And that can very suddenly break contracts, break tradition, break promises kept. It's going to be very interesting to see how the first week in July unfolds. I know there's been some upset talk about the 4th of July and how we celebrate it. I think we need to stick to tradition. We do have a country. We have the most wonderful country in the world, and we should celebrate its independence and its drifting away from socialism. It's now increasingly time for women's voices that can give us a new slant for events and also call for moderation and relaxation. Women, the Cancer moon in July 10th could actually lead to a respite before a new promising chapter begins in the middle of the month. We are through the first half of the year, and we're going to have new promising factors as we go through the second half of 2021. This has been a remarkable, incredible year. Of course, so far, the best part seems to be that we're overcoming the pandemic. And we're trying to get things back to normal, although I know a lot has changed. And let's see how all that works out. Venus and Mars are conjunct on July 12th, between July 12th and July 14th. And that's when you can have aggressive love, when somebody can have the courage to ask for a hand in marriage, or when somebody can have the courage to say bye-bye, that's all she wrote. But it's a very powerful force. And it's like male and female coming together in great power and in great emotions. And how it works out depends on the decisions of the people, as always. The moon transits both of them on the 12th of July, forming an opposition to Jupiter on the 13th. This is the time for lovers. Celebrate life and love during these days. Celebrate your children. Celebrate your family. Celebrate the joy that can take hold of you as you allow yourself and your family to celebrate together. It's a good time to rid yourself of the dust of the worries of the past few months. You're on a new road, you've had some new realizations, and onward we go. So the last third of the month of July, can present a few surprises as the Sun enters Leo on the 22nd and Venus enters Virgo on the same day. Venus and Jupiter are then directly opposite each other, creating an atmosphere of trust. They rediscover joy, and they can have a very real effect and cause some of the most powerful and give you relief from causes that have been very powerful in your life. The Saturn-Uranus square is always with us for the rest of the year. It started in January, and of course what that brought was the upset at the Capitol, among other things. Since the full moon on the 24th occurs in Leo, within a degree of the great conjunction of December 2020, now new relevant important information is coming. A social reorientation can also be expected during these days. Retrograde Jupiter will re-enter Aquarius on the 28th, supporting transformation forces through the end of the year. So this is a call-in show tonight. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I wanted to tell you a little bit about July, and then we're going to start a new chapter what your ancestors have wanted you to know your whole life is going to come out in this moment. It's very important that you listen to what's going on. I do have a caller. I just want to give out the number to call in if you'd like to ask a question. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. We have Alton from South Carolina. Hello, is that you, Carlton?
Yes, this is me.
How are you?
Doing okay.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I've just met a young lady that's she's all interested in finding out the, as she called it, next level and what goes on, how do we ascend to another, you know, say to a higher level. So I've been listening at her and talking to her, and she is traveling right now, but she says she likes me and loves me or whatever, and I'm just wondering, is that going to go anywhere?
Well, you've got to go very slow, Carlton. You have to give it at least a year. As for your ascension process, I suggest that both of you check out the book information that I've written on the new spiritual chakras. And you know, you can access the archives here at BBS Radio because I lectured on it in early June. And that's very important. The other thing that's going to be important is identifying with our primary family and our ancestors and how we can delve into what that imprint is, that special imprint is, and unhook it to make everybody's lives better, both on this planet and the people that have left the planet. So there's a lot you can do. As for the two of you personally, I suggest that you book some time with me offline and we can take a look at the whole thing. You know, I use the astrology chart, which of course is your fingerprint in life, and that can help direct you to a comfortable place.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in, Carlton. It's always good to hear from you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I want to continue on the path of ancestors. The world of our ancestral healing opens up possibilities for the mind, body, and soul to bring you a spiritual wellness that you've never imagined. And that's been happening to me as I did my transition over these last 2 years. It's been an incredible process, and I want to talk to you more about it. There's a lot of life-changing experiences and stories and practical tools in the field of ancestral healing to understand what's possible and to experience improved health, wealth, and happiness. And that's really true. Because a lot of what our ancestors have done, and I'm talking the ancestors on your bloodline, on your timeline, in your soul school, that's where you identify with, and that's where your soul dwells, and you are an extension of that, and part of the lifetime presence is to unhook and undo a lot of the negative and to grow into the power of love. We're all in the middle of doing that. That's the reason for the life. And so if you want to improve your health, wealth, and happiness, you need to understand the connection that we all have with our ancestors. The ancestors hold the key to relief from negative energies, from physical, mental, and emotional, as well as extraterrestrial. So there's a path that can open before your very eyes to exactly how to access these patterns and change them. With knowledge and wisdom and ancient medicine healing, it's all waiting for you. And if you are adopted to it, you can learn the tools that can overcome anything that you've been going through. It surpasses the DNA analysis. And it prepares you for a journey within, going within yourself to discover answers to questions that you may be asking yourself for a lifetime. I'm going to begin this work, and I'm going to begin working with people on their ancestral timelines. I've done this for years. I just didn't really put it all together and realize that that's what I was doing. It's called present life regression and past life regression work, as well as looking into your personal energy fields, your vibrations, some of your unreasonable fears, and even some of your food allergies. All can be connected with your ancestors and your timeline. It's very, very interesting. So we're going to talk a little bit more about it and see if I can bring you to an understanding with it as soon as we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. The number to call in is 888-627-6008. And I'll be back with you as soon as we hear our weekly cosmic tip. See you in a bit. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, June 28th through July 4th, 2021. Astrology is a tool from the universe that allows astrologers to describe the quality of time. Every birth chart carries its own messages from your past lifetimes as well as the universe as a whole. The focus is not actually on the astrological big picture, but on each person's personal experience. Astrology understands that every human being experiences themselves as a unique center of the world, even though they know that they are only one among billions. With a horoscope, the basic qualities of this center, as well as the current energy influences on it, can be illuminated. Do you feel as if you're walking on eggshells? This week's bouncy and dreamy energy is defined by the Moon's conjunction with Jupiter and Neptune on Monday and Wednesday, along with its trine with the Sun on Tuesday. Romance planet Venus moves into heart-centered Leo before you wake up on Sunday, staying in this fun-loving sign until July 21st. Venus is in opposition to Pluto before entering Leo on June 27th. And that can bring you some strange experience or maybe some heartwarming experiences because it brings in your karma. At this time, there is a great desire to unwind and treat yourself to something nice. For a moment, it might feel like everything is back the way it used to be. Enjoy this time as much as possible, but be sure to stay realistic. Schedule some fun in your life now because the planets start moving into hardworking Virgo by mid-July, and you will wish that you had played more. The month ends with a quiet Pisces moon. Meditate, watch a good movie, listen to dreamy music, as well as sit in a hot tub. Jupiter continues to test the psychic waters of Pisces until Monday the 28th, giving you a hint about what's coming in 2022, when the planet of abundance will move fully into this visionary sign. Matters soon take a more aggressive tone on Tuesday due to Mars' opposition to Saturn, and on Thursday it's square to Uranus. The latter half of the week brings a period of time of repeated squabbles and emotional eruptions, while a frustrating standoff occurs between robust Mars and slow-moving, change-resistant powers of Saturn. Things can slow down on Thursday. Saturday's energy is much more volatile, being prone to nervous anxiety and sudden outbursts. With Venus thrown into the mix on Sunday, feelings could be hurt, leaving everyone emotionally exhausted. Relationship planets Venus and Mars are in Leo most of the month, Venus until July 21st and Mars until July 29th. This supports creativity, opening hearts, and getting some much-needed playtime. Let's go to the beach or to the lake. We are now halfway through an extraordinary year that will still bring more surprises, challenges, and upsets. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce's Let's Find Out. How is everybody tonight? We're talking about a very exciting subject. We're talking about the ancestors and how they can dwell within us and what we can do to access the information and find out what a wonderful gift that can be. I always knew that you had to go within to be able to work out your life. And, of course, it's just another tool. But everybody knows that people are on the other side, and a lot of wonderful clairvoyant people are able to channel that energy and really help you talk with the people on the other side. I think what would be fascinating is to find out about some of their lives, some of their hopes and dreams, and see how familiar or how similar they are to your hopes and dreams, and see whether you made the same mistakes that they did or whether you're able to change the energy and bring it up to a higher level. Changing the energy and bringing it up to a higher level is the key to ascension. We are in the process of ascension. But when we learn the ancestral patterns, and when we think that we're repeating them, then what you want to say is, no matter what I do, it won't be good enough. Or you want to discover your ancestors. You want to change it. You want to engage your ancestors, embrace them, honor your ancestors, understand them, and connect yourself to some ancestral clues that can recognize your life and how your life is going and your weaknesses and your strengths. So, how can I reach people? How can I draw into myself and my experience and my guidance the hearts of people that want to have answers, the hearts of people that want to learn through my books, through meditation, through mind exercises? And who will this serve? This is what I'm asking myself. Those seeking themselves, especially young people, people that have foster children, maybe some at-risk teens, adoptees, and those who feel unloved, misunderstood, unwanted, and who may be labeled as weird. I know that I do have a lot of answers for what's going on with the LBG traits and the transitional traits of people. We're in a huge amount of mixed energy, and we have been since we went into this millennium, but it is beginning to get straightened out since 2012, and we received the new information, the new fifth dimension energies. I worked with Louise Hay for 5 years in the 80s, and we did the Hay rides both in New York and in California. And boy, an awful lot came out. Beautiful, beautiful healings occurred all over the place. And people were relieved, even as they were transcending the body and going out of their body. They were relieved, and they felt uplifted because of information that came through, love vibrations that came through, the warmth of energy, and the acceptance of who they are. Sometimes the inner voice of self-doubt can creep in, and sometimes you can argue with yourself as to whether you're qualified, but it is true. Ancestral studies can unlock a treasure trove of inexplicable synchronicities related to your genetic family and to your DNA and ascension growth. The veils are becoming thinner and the veils are being lifted so that you can look inside and see your real soul travel and your soul purpose, and then begin to work with that. Don't feel overwhelmed. Don't be afraid. Don't deny it. This is all true. We are born to love. We are born to serve and help others. And we are born to unhook and release our ancestral drawbox. And we can do it. Sometimes you'll feel a wave of emotion come over you as your body recalls feelings from the past, and you may not understand them. You can say, well, I cried, but I didn't know why I was crying. Or I felt emotional. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. All of this has to do with what's being revealed. The world is seeking connection with, and they want to come to understand, their ancestral gifts, talents, wisdom, and unresolved traumas so that they can be revealed and they can release them and they can find their own inner power and potential. That is the greatest thing that we can do. And it's so difficult most of the time, especially if we have not been brought up in a positive family. If we've been brought up in a harmful family, in a traumatic family, whatever. It's very difficult to go within and find your ancestral purpose and what you're supposed to be doing according to the inception of your soul, which is very interesting. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to have to take our half-hour break. It's a call-in show. I'd love you to call in and ask a question if you'd like to. The number is 888-627-6008. So the first thing that has to be done about the energetics, about your repeat patterns in life, for you to understand it, is to recognize that your ancestors are present in your current life. They're present in your current life with their emotional influences. And I think that this is going to be quite a journey for me, as well as other people, because I am in my ancestral house. I moved in here on May 20th of 2020. Never thought it would ever happen. Had given up the thought, but it was my dream as a child. And the first chapter of Unlimited Realities, the book I wrote, explains it. So here I am. I'm fulfilling my own destiny. It's not that I doubted it. I just released it. I released it in my 20s, saying that if it's supposed to be, it will be. And when you can release something like that and you let go of it and it comes back to you, then it's real. Richard Bach wrote that in his book. He wrote many books. Richard Bach is a great author. You might want to read some of his work. So now is the time to begin to learn about your ancestral connections and bring them up into the present time, into your life now, so that you can understand them. And guess what? You've waited for this moment your whole life. And we'll learn more after we take our break. Be back shortly.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
You're my first and second place, the smile that's on my face, my sunshine.
Back, and we're trying to help you understand what ancestors are and how important they are, how they can reveal and heal the ancient memories that you carry. And in order to do that, and as you do that, you will heal inside your fears, and some of your diseases can be released, and some of the constant worry and the lack of sleep can all be smoothed out if you give yourself a chance. And the first big key to that is going within. So I'm trying to get a list together, and if anybody can email me and write me and help me, that would be great. So energy reveals to me that through repeat responses into situations, we can give clues to what needs to be healed. DNA testing is a wide and available and affordable, and you can learn which region of the world your ancestors came from. You can find some aspects of your health that have gone on. And with certain DNA companies, you can even input your personal information for those who have matching DNA, and they can contact you by email. And that's so new and so wonderful. For those of you who are adopted, you might not know your DNA clues, and you might just want to have your test results. You can write to these companies, Ancestry.com is one, or you can leave your DNA clues and remember that finding out will help you understand the composite of who you are. And many of us are many different things put together. Your birth story is hugely important to understanding yourself and your ancestry. First of all, your blood type is important. Second of all, your DNA is important. Third of all, and to me most importantly, your astrological chart is important, because your astrological chart is your fingerprint in life. It's determined your birth date, the hour of birth, and where you were born. And it shows you the energies that you have to go through to begin to heal. So there's a lot to understand with astrology. Astrology never lies, and it's a wonderful, wonderful tool. I look forward to it expanding and bringing us even more and deeper information. So you can learn about your birth story, and you can say, well, I'm adopted, I don't know anything. That's not true. You only know what you've been told, but you certainly can find out your birth story. Then early traumas is another thing that's important, because sometimes children go through a lot of trauma before they're five, and that can, number one, set your personality and your thought system, and it can also help you to realize and bring the desire of the origin of it. Why did this happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? We all ask that question. And then your childhood gifts and what you're interested in as a child. What you're interested in as a child, for the most part, if parents listen carefully, might be some things that you learned in a past life. In this lifetime, you might have shelved them to learn new things and go on a new path. But some of us are born with hidden talents. Some of us are born and we bring over with us what we've learned and worked so hard with in a past life. And that can help you to grow. And it can help you with the decor of your life as you move ahead. Then your physical build, that's important. And the characteristic explanations about your trauma. When you have trauma, how did you handle it? Does it still bother you today? And what can you do to make that part of your life easier? When it comes to ancestral recognition, your details will vary, but the dynamics match. Imagine, unbeknownst to you, that you have an ancestral guide that lived in 1857 who got locked in the berth of a ship, unable to see out the window, screaming, "Let me out! Can you hear me?" Fast forward to now. Fast forward to when you're 5 years old, maybe in the middle of the 2000s, and you find yourself locked in a bathroom. You're 5 years old. "Let me out. Can you hear me?" The screams and the internal chemical responses of the person locked in the ship and the child locked in the bathroom are identical. And this is fascinating to me. And if that does happen, the child can have an unwarranted fear and maybe go into fast breathing and all kinds of things. The door malfunction. You both couldn't read that the door was indicating there was a problem. You both had a sibling holding the door shut from outside while laughing. But the same dynamics will play out in with different players in different locations. Thus, our ancestors' identity issues are going to return. And then you're going to have to work with it. And that's how you clear some of it. This is what we're going to be doing. And I will prepare classes to have on Zoom. And I would like you people to let me know if you're interested. I do have an email, Elizabeth_Joyce.16@AOL.com. And I would love to hear from you about this. Now, I would like to take some time for everybody to think about Frank St. James. He's very ill. He's been in the hospital a week. He had heart fibrillation. In 2010, he had a four-part heart transplant, and it was very difficult. He survived it. He's doing okay now, but his body has been reacting. There's been unexplainable sores, and I want to say unstableness. He hasn't fallen. That's good, but he's been unstable, and he is improving. So if you could just send some prayers, take 1 minute and think of Frank St. James, it would be appreciated. And now it's time for our meditation. We're going to do the Garden of Your Soul tonight. We have some wonderful music. I chose William again, Open My Eyes to the World. And we will finish with Richard Schulman and New Beginnings, which is where we are right now in the middle of 2021. We're in the middle of New Beginnings. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'll be back next week on the 4th of July, and maybe we can have a party. Some of you can call in, and I can give you some readings about what's coming for the rest of the year. Take care, God bless, and I'll see you next time. Good night.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day and making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.